Genesis 49:10 says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." This is the first reference to Shiloh in Scripture. There are 30 other references beginning in Joshua chapter 18, which all refer to a small town in Israel. But this first reference refers to the Messiah to come. Jacob was renamed Israel. He had fathered 12 sons who then became the patriarchal father of the 12 tribes of Israel. And what we just read in Genesis 49:10 was a segment from Jacob's last words to his 12 sons in which he prophesied over them. And in that verse, Jacob, again known as Israel, is prophesying over the man named Judah, but he speaks a prophecy pertaining to the tribe of Judah, which will come forth of Judah's offspring. And the first thing we notice is that more than 600 years before Israel would even have a king, Jacob here identifies the tribe of Judah as being the tribe that will become the monarchical tribe in Israel. Now, the first king of Israel was a man named Saul of Kish, who was of the tribe of Benjamin. And we read about that in 1 Samuel chapters 9 and 10. But Saul would be rejected as king, and his claim to the throne and that of his sons would end, and a new king would be named, King David. And we read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And what tribe did King David belong to? The tribe of Judah. Read that in 2 Samuel chapter 2. And from that point forward, there would be an unbroken lineage from King David to the birth of Jesus Christ. We can read of that lineage in the books of Matthew and Luke. Now, Jesus didn't have an earthly father. He was born of a virgin named Mary, impregnated by a miraculous conception, not involving male seed. But Mary was espoused to a man named Joseph, who became the legal adoptive father of Jesus. For that reason, we see two genealogies in Matthew and Luke. One for Mary, showing that Jesus was of the bloodline of King David, and one for Joseph, showing that Jesus had a legal claim to the throne of David. And if you look closely at Matthew's genealogy, you will see that in Matthew 1:6, the lineage goes from David through King Solomon. And in the following verses, it traces the lineage of Jesus through the kings of Judah to the Babylonian captivity, and then through the so-called silent years between the book of Malachi's ending and the time of the birth of Joseph, who is described as the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ in Matthew 1:16. But the genealogy in Luke runs in reverse order, and in Luke 3:23 it says, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli." Now, we would call him the son-in-law of Heli, in legal terms, but he was treated as the son of Mary's father Heli once they were married. And actually, we use the same terms universally today. I married a widow with two sons. They're technically my stepsons, but for nearly 20 years, I've called them my sons. And back to our text, if you read down to verse 31 in Luke 3, you're going backward, but you see that it was not Solomon, but Nathan, which was the son of David, that Mary's lineage traces back to. Now, there's a fascinating explanation for the divergence to Nathan in Mary's lineage that we don't have time for in this devotional. But these differing genealogies in Matthew and Luke tell us that the prophecy found in Genesis 49:10, way back around 1700 BC, came true and was fulfilled when Jesus of the tribe of Judah came into the world and fulfilled nearly 300 other prophecies, which confirm the fact that Shiloh has come. And Luke 24:27 tells us about Jesus after his resurrection, quote, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself," end quote. And one of those scriptures would have been our Genesis 49:10, as he informed his followers that Shiloh has come.